But with much to do, we've got our next speaker. We have Leslie Pickle here with the deputy. Okay, let's see if I do this right. Deputy Director of the Litigation Department with the Health and Human Services. Did I get it? So, and you've been doing that since about 2016 now. And before that, she had the job that my dad told me in high school and in college and in law school that I needed to have. And she was a JAG with the United States Air Force, which I think is so cool. And if he was here, he would think it's so cool. So I will let her take the role because I've got to take notes on this one. And thank you for teaching us all something.
Okay, what do I need to pitch?
Oh, click it to the right. Oh, wow. Yeah, we got to keep trucking. Oh, am I going the wrong?
I think you're going the wrong way.
Wait, it was upside down.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just that. And I apologize for having a drink, but I have allergies. Cedar's trying to kill me. So if I lose my voice, I have to drink.
Am I going the wrong way?
I think.
Am I going the right way now? Nope.
There you go.
Okay, so I was clicking the right way, and then the wrong way, and then the right way. I'm glad this computer keeps up. It's just trucking through here.
Okay.
I didn't know I was going to have to click as part of this job.
No worries.
Okay, there. We're good. Now you're in charge.
All right, now I'm in charge.
So it's not
that
this
may
way,
not be
it's
good.
This way.
Yeah, mine's an old picture, too. Moving on. Okay. So, thank you to the Planning Committee for inviting me to speak again. I really enjoy coming out here and doing this. As the Deputy Director, I have a lot of different things that I manage, supervise, whatever the word might be. This is one I've kept. I could have easily given it to a younger attorney, but I didn't because I actually enjoy it. So, third-party recovery, subrogation, special needs trusts, dissolving trusts, basically, and paying Medicaid liens are all under my supervision, and I have a legal assistant who helps me. So this is kind of where we're going, but I think the most important thing about me coming is that you put a face with a name, right? That I stand here, look you in the eye, and give you some assurance that we care, okay? That the agency cares. It is full of people, human beings. It helps me to sit in a room and hear all of these things about your clients and how you're trying to help families, and I think we have sort of the same goal. Okay, I do, as an agency attorney in this particular role, have to look out for trying to recoup some of the money that Medicaid spends, right? It's taxpayer money. So it comes back into general revenue, and it gets used to help other people and other programs. But there's a balance between that and, of course, being compassionate, empathetic, and understanding the situations your clients are in. Okay, and I want to assure you that we do that. I've worked with quite a few of you, and I would hope that my reputation is that I'm responsive when you email me. I'm terrible at phone calls. Please email first. And then I try to get you the answer or find a person who can answer it, and try to look at whatever facts you've given me and come up with a fair resolution. And that means we do look at things like, do you need to take some of the money from the trust and bury a person? Are we going to tell you not to spend it on burial? Of course not. That's just, of course not, okay? And the state Medicaid director, I feel confident representing, she would say the same thing. So her mindset is the same. So here's where we're going. We'll skip a little bit of stuff because it's been covered. I put it in here so we've got the law, right? The basis of why we're here. We've covered the different trusts and the ones that require payback provisions, okay? So what is more important to know is that we have state law, all right, and we do need to recover money under that state law. But as you'll see here, the most important thing is pay back unless the commission agrees otherwise, okay? So in some cases, you may have a trust that where the beneficiary has now passed away. Maybe it's a small Medicaid lien. The Medicaid lien recoupment under the payback provision starts from when the trust is created. It does not go all the way back. So if you have someone, say, is 25 and is disabled in an accident, right, and now you're establishing a special needs trust for that person, it's going forward.